Beverly High School boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis is joining us here. Matt, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Matt, you guys are in a tournament this coming weekend. Talk about that in just a moment. Then you have a Danvers game next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, so to speak. But let's get an update. You guys obviously have qualified for the tournament, 14-5 on the year. It's been a it's been an unpredictable year for you guys because a lot of things have happened, much adversity, I think, but you've seemed to come out of it pretty well. So I guess give us your overall take on the season so far with three games to go.
Yeah, so we're winding down now, and adversity for sure with us this year. A lot more adversity than I would like my guys to have to overcome. A ton of injuries, ton of illnesses. We haven't really been able to get going with our full slate of guys the entire season. But these guys have really picked up the slack and have played just great basketball, and they're playing their best basketball right now, which is what championship teams need to do. We have three games left. We're playing in the Comcast tournament Sunday and Monday, two big games. We start out with Central Catholic, and then we play the winner-loser of Newton North and Everett. So we're going to get two really good games there, and then we finish out on Thursday, like you mentioned, against Danvers with a conference game. And then it's showtime.
Yeah, MIAA tournament. Let's just jump back a couple of days. Ryder Frost with a 24-point performance against Winthrop picks up his 1,000th career point for Beverly basketball, and kind of a statement monument, if you will, for a player is getting that 1,000th point. So tell us more about that night.
Yeah, that was a great night for Ryder and the program. Ryder hit his 1,000th point in under 60 games. Doing it as a junior is not seen a lot. It's very special. I was very happy for Ryder, you know, and so we're starting to get some nice accolades toward the end. We beat Salem before that, and that clinched the conference championship for us. So now we've won that 3 years in a row, surrounded by a COVID year where they didn't have a tournament. So we went undefeated that year, so it'd be nice if there was a championship that year. We'd have the last four conference titles, but so we're picking up some steam heading into the end of the season, and we're looking pretty good. Hopefully, we can put it together down the stretch.
Well, tell us more about that. Take us through that. What you're dealing. Actually, tell us what you're dealing with right now, as far as players available and players not available.
Yeah, so we lost Rook Lehman, our all-star point guard, again for the season after dislocating his elbow after he came back from a knee injury. And then we lost Max Hemsey for a couple games after he got elbowed in the teeth and lost two teeth, had to have those replaced and wired. Then he came back, had the exact same thing happen again in the game against Salem. So we're missing him right now. We're missing Rook right now. We're missing Jacob Class right now, who's been out with illness. So like I said, we haven't really been able to get it going in regards to a consistency with our lineup, but next man up mentality has seemed to work for us this season.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's unfortunate. I think I was at the Saugus game down there where Rook had come back and really had a standout performance in that game down at Saugus. And then I don't think he was around, you know, I think he got injured pretty soon, right? Well, he got injured in the is it the Peabody game or the Salem game?
It was the Peabody game, yeah. It was literally the next game, right after they wrote a really nice article about him in the Salem News about how he overcame so much adversity in his career, and literally that night dislocates his elbow, and now his career is over.
Ooh. Okay, so give us a little thumbnail sketch on some of the players that you have right now and how you're, you know, deploying the troops that you have heading into this big Comcast tournament weekend here.
Yeah, I mean the usual suspects that everybody knows are Ryder Frost and Dylan Crowley. You know, they're definitely our go-to guys. But Noe Diaz, a junior guard, he's scoring 13 points a game for us. He's really stepped up on both ends of the floor. He's been playing great defense, scoring the basketball for us, knocking down shots. And then we're kind of doing it with a mixed bag. You know, we've got some senior bigs, Jack Ryan and Mayan Kuad, who have been getting some minutes. And then we have some guards, Jacob Class and Joey Parsons. And Max Hemsey, you know, starts for us when he's healthy. And we're hoping to have him back this weekend for this tournament. So that'll be nice if he can play.
Yeah, Diaz has really come on for you since the start of the year, hasn't he?
He has. He's playing like an all-star this year, which is what we needed, because having that third scoring option is huge. You know, people can't just key on Frost. They can't key on Crowley. They can't just key on the both of them, because we have other people knocking down shots. Max Hemsley's been knocking down shots for us. Joey Parsons had a big game the other day against Salem when he had 17. Max Hemsley had 14 when we played Catholic Memorial. So it just shows that we have a lot of good players.
Hey, so you play Central Catholic on Sunday in the first game of the tournament. What's the latest update on Central Catholic?
Central Catholic, very, very good team. They, I think right now in the power rankings as of today, they were 4, and we were 8. So that'll be a really good battle, and it will be a rematch of last year's tournament game where they beat us here at home to knock us out of the tournament. So that should be a fun one.
Gotcha. And how do you look at the power rankings from the Beverly perspective and what is ahead for Beverly once the tournament does begin?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm happy to be up in the 8th spot, because that way you get multiple home games. If you drop to 9, then you'd have to go to the 8th seed in the second round. So we'd like to stay at 8 or above, guarantee ourselves some home games. But you really can't get hung up too much on the power rankings, because it really comes down to literally the last day. So everybody tries to watch it day by day. But it really doesn't do you any good, because you can't predict the future, you know, and there's too many teams to try to predict the future for. So you really got to wait till it's all said and done before you see where you're going to line up.
Well, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing too, though, Matt, is so looking at your two possible opponents, well, you know one of your opponents this weekend is, but the other one in the tournament, are you in a situation with the power rankings, if you were to sustain two losses, would that not hurt you, or would that hurt you?
I would say we're playing teams that are pretty highly power ranked, especially if it was Central Catholic and a Newton North.
Yeah.
Everett's kind of power ranked a little bit lower than I would like. So I think a loss to Everett would hurt us a little bit. But if you had a loss to a Central Catholic or a Newton North, and it's, you know, a fairly close game, it's not going to hurt you too much.
Got it. Well, Matt, anything else to share with us about Beverly basketball? Again, this is it. You're coming right down to it. The postseason is just here, and this these special games and school vacation week, it's kind of a neat time of year for sure.
Yeah, no, I would just, like you said, we're winding down, and we're trying to play our best basketball at the right time, and we're excited for this tournament, and then we're excited to gear up for the real tournament, and then it's over before you know it, in a blink of an eye. So we're going to cherish every day in practice, every day we get in the gym, especially for our seniors, and hopefully the season, you know, is a lot longer than planned, so hopefully we keep on playing.
You got it. Matt, always good to talk with you. Thanks so much for your for joining us, and best of luck this weekend and beyond, of course.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Yep, Matt Karakoudis, head boys basketball coach at Beverly High School.